Thank you, Mr. President. Since this is the first time we are taking the floor during your presidency, let me take this opportunity to congratulate you for assuming this important responsibility. We thank you for the revised proposal and appreciate the extensive consultations you have undertaken. We also thank you for providing the members with an opportunity to reflect on the proposal that you presented. Your commitment, hard work, coupled with the able support of your excellent team, continues to bring us closer towards a resumption of substantive work in the CD. Mr. President, as you would recall from our discussions over the past few weeks, many members have called for a practical and balanced approach to our work. As we endeavor to find a solution, I reiterate the significance of realism and balance in our efforts. This necessitates looking at things as they are and not how we wish they were or how they should be. Some of the realities that I have referred to earlier, Mr. President, in this room is that there is no consensus to commence negotiations on any issue on the CD's agenda. And increasingly, as we have witnessed in the past few weeks, we are finding it very difficult to even gather agreement on process and procedure. We are fully aware that the 2018 document was a compromise proposal. It does not fully cater to any member's aspirations, but it also doesn't touch on any red lines, nor it is entirely reflective of our ultimate objective, which remains a nuclear disarmament. In our view, your proposal is a recognition of how things stand. Therefore, until we work to address larger realities that govern our work, your proposal remains the only practical option, and we can go along with it. Mr. President, in pursuing our work, however, we must continue to ensure equal treatment and equal preference to each agenda item. An objective approach, devoid of arbitrary or subjective notions, remains fundamental. It remains also crucial to address the legitimate concerns of all delegations. Our work should remain comprehensive, practical, and balanced. It is in this spirit, Mr. President, that we see value in your proposal for holding deliberations similar to the subsidiary bodies in 2018. Certainly, this is not an optimal solution, but it could meet our approval in the given circumstances. Such an exercise, that is, deliberation in the subsidiary bodies, could contribute further to the development of a better understanding of various perspectives, as well as facilitate exploring areas of convergence and identifying major differences. It could also afford us an opportunity to suitably tailor our work to respond to contemporary challenges that shape our environment. We look forward to continued constructive engagement and reaffirm our delegation's commitment to continue working for a solution that could meet the consent of all members in the CD. I thank you, Mr. President.